Bolivia made a major change to its child labor laws this week. The Bolivian Congress passed legislation that would allow children as young as 10 years old to work on the condition that they also attend school. The bill's sponsors say it acknowledges the reality that poverty is already pushing many Bolivian children to work, and they say the new rules will provide safeguards for those working children. The bill was signed into law yesterday, much to the dismay of groups such as the International Labor Organization, or ILO, and Human Rights Watch. Joe Becker is Advocacy Director with the Children's Rights Division of Human Rights Watch. We spoke with her just before the bill had been signed and began by asking her why Bolivia was taking this step.
Well, late last year, there were some demonstrations in Bolivia by working children appealing to lawmakers and the president to actually lower the age of employment. These were kids who said that they needed to help their families put food on the table and to meet basic needs and, you know, didn't want to be in violation of the law. But what we've seen at Human Rights Watch, you know, with our research on child labor, is that there's often very strong pressure on children from poor families to help their parents out. And, you know, that they feel a very strong sense of responsibility. I've interviewed girls who have endured beatings from their employers and, you know, extremely long work hours just because they feel that sense of obligation to their parents. But if you take away that family pressure and ask the children, the vast majority would say that they would rather be in school.
Bolivian President Evo Morales actually met with those children when they protested last year.
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm. He did. And at that point, he made a promise to them to reevaluate the existing law. And that's how we sort of ended up in this situation where Congress has approved a law that would lower the legal working age to 10.
Does it apply to all kinds of work?
It would allow outside employers to hire children as young as 12 and kids to work on their own as self-employed, for example, as street vendors from the age of 10. It would not apply to the most hazardous forms of work. So, for example, work like mining, operating, moving machinery, work underground, operating vehicles, welding, that kind of thing, would still be prohibited for children under the age of 18.
Lowering the legal age of labor seems to be going against what has been a global trend towards trying to eliminate child labor.
That's right. It's completely out of step with the rest of the world. The proponents of the law say that, you know, children in Bolivia need to work out of economic need. They need to help their families. And that lowering the minimum age of employment can actually help address extreme poverty. But in our view, this is really sort of a perverted view. Child labor does not alleviate poverty. It perpetuates it. When children go to work at young ages, they're more likely to drop out of school. They're more likely to be stuck in low-wage labor for the rest of their lives. They're going to earn less as adults, and they're more likely to send their own children to work.
Yeah, and I'm seeing that other proponents in Bolivia of this law say that, again, this is their claim, that an advantage to passing this law is that it would help the government oversee, regulate, perhaps ensure better safety amongst young children who are working, that basically by legalizing it, you bring everything above board. Do you think there's any merit to that?
Well, I think we need to look at an alternate argument as well, that if you lower the age of employment, it also encourages parents to send their kids out to work. If they know that it's legal, they may see it as more acceptable, and we may actually see more children working than attending school. Yes, it may be easier to regulate, but in many countries with, you know, where children are working, we don't see, you know, effective remedies in that way.
Now, Human Rights Watch has said that instead of lowering the legal age of children to work, that the Bolivian government ought to take more significant long-term poverty alleviation measures. I understand that Bolivia already does have a subsidy that it provides parents who do send their children to school. So what else, ideally, would you like to see the government do?
Well, the current subsidy is certainly a very good first step. It provides families with school-aged children about $28 a year if their children are in school at least 75% of the time. But there are some studies that show how that program could be improved. So, for example, there's much better school attendance in the city than there are in the rural areas. In rural areas, almost half of Bolivian children never finish primary school. So targeting that program, increasing subsidies to both rural children and also the children who are most likely to enter the workforce, for example, the 6th, 7th, 8th graders, have all been suggested as remedies that could strengthen that program. Mm-hmm. We've also seen in countries, other countries, that anytime you increase access to education, you're likely to keep kids in school longer and keep them out of the workforce. And some really easy ways to do that is to provide free lunches, for example, for students, provide them with their school supplies, with additional stipends for transportation. Those are all proven measures that can increase enrollment and lower child labor rates.
Now, I see that Bolivia is among more than 150 countries that have ratified the International Labor Convention number 138, that specifies a minimum age for employment. And that minimum age is 15. So it would seem that this new Bolivian law clearly contravenes that international agreement. I mean, is there anything the international community could or would or should do in response?
Well, certainly, you know, other governments should, you know, pressure Bolivia to, you know, abide by international standards. The International Labor Organization also has a committee of experts that examines countries' compliance with international labor law. And certainly the committee is going to be quite alarmed by this move by Bolivia and will take a close look at it and will press Bolivia's government to explain and also to change what they're doing.
According to the International Labor Organization, child labor worldwide is down by about a third since roughly the year 2000. Is the new Bolivian law then a setback for what seems to have been a good trend in terms of reducing the number of children who are forced to work?
Bolivia is definitely, you know, out of the norm. The ILO says that what created that drop was increased access to education, efforts to alleviate poverty through the kinds of stipends that Bolivia has tried to implement and other countries have as well, and stronger child labor enforcement, including, you know, strong minimum ages of employment. So, you know, while we're seeing a lot of progress in ending the use of child labor worldwide, we're afraid that Bolivia's action is going to facilitate it, not reduce it.
Joe Becker is Advocacy Director with the Children's Rights Division of Human Rights Watch. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.